It is said, man proposes and God disposes. And our guest today, pianist Fujiko Heming, has lived that. But she has also proven that one must try with all one's might to control one's destiny. After much personal struggle and physical misfortune, she became the artist she dreamed of becoming. This is her story. Fujiko was born to a Japanese pianist mother and a Swedish father in Berlin. When she was a child, her father left the family after they relocated to Tokyo. During this time, the family had very few resources, and Fujiko found herself perfecting her piano technique on a broken piano. It wasn't ideal, but she fell in love with the instrument. By 16, she was hailed a child prodigy, and then tragedy struck. She suffered deafness in her right ear from an inflammation. But it didn't stop her. She made her performance debut at 17. She then went on to study at the Tokyo National University of Fine Arts and Music and received a scholarship and graduated from the Berlin Institute of Music High School. Upon finishing school, Fujiko moved to Vienna and worked with the great Ukrainian pianist Shura Tchaikovsky, the famed Italian-German conductor Bruno Maderna, and legendary conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein. But prior to making her recital debut under Bernstein's guidance, Fujiko lost all hearing in her left ear after battling a cold. So, for a second time, Fujiko's career was stopped short. She was despondent. She went back to Sweden, where she stayed with her aunt and continued her studies, and eventually she obtained her music teaching license. She spent a few years teaching music while seeking medical attention to restore her hearing. She took up some odd jobs to make ends meet. She was a janitor at a psychiatric hospital, and there she found an upright piano. The nurses were amazed when they heard her playing, and her playing touched one of the patients in particular, who had never smiled. Hearing Fujiko play brought a smile to his face and touched the hearts of everyone who looked on. No one could understand why she was there, and they thought she should be a concert pianist. This was the inspiration that Fujiko needed, and after some time, and with great fortune, 40% of her hearing was eventually restored in her left ear. She started performing in small concert halls again and began to shape her dream of becoming a concert pianist. We were fortunate to speak with her and her Japanese translator about her life, her accomplishments, and her indomitable spirit. Welcome to Crossover, Fujiko Heming.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And I received your beautiful album and was very anxious to speak with you about your wonderful work and your inspiring life. And I'm sure that you have heard this many, many times over. But the story is so wonderful, and I admire you so much for your courage and your desire to continue doing the thing that you love. You are very gifted. Not only are you a musician, but a beautiful artist as well. And I understand that the picture on your album is one that you did. Is that right?
I painted in Stockholm.
Yes?
Before 30 years ago.
Yes. You are still painting, though, is that right?
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes.
But I have not so much time now.
No, you probably don't, because you are touring right now, is that correct? Performing?
Yeah.
And you will be appearing here in the East on September 18th in New York at Alice Tully Hall. Is that correct as well?
Yes. Concert in New York is I had already twice, and I hope this time also will be sold out concert.
Oh. Well, it seems that everywhere you play, you sell out the audience, and you are a very charismatic performer. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your repertoire for this particular album.
Of course.
You are very sympathetic with Chopin, okay? There's a lot of simpatico between you and Chopin, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah.
Yes. Very beautiful. When you put this album together, did you have a special idea of...
No, I can play this pieces very well, so I choose it.
So you chose it, yes.
Yeah.
And you have had a marvelous response to your other recordings. Certainly, they have, you've sold many, many of them in Japan and I guess in Europe as well. And you will.
Being released for the first
time. Yes, you're releasing it for the first time here in the United States. Is that right?
今回のアルバムは、初めてアメリカでリリースされました。
Yeah, this album, this time is first time in United States, and I am very happy about it.
And so are we, to be able to get it. Tell us, the audience, a little bit about...how you continued on with this, the problem that you had with your hearing that cut your career short in the very, very beginning. How did you work with the loss of the hearing and playing the piano as well?
No problem because I hear enough my play, but if someone speaks to me, it's very difficult to catch it.
Oh, what is the reason for that? Do you know?
ピアノ弾いてるとこっから来るから下からディレクトこだから。
She says that when she plays the piano, the piano is right below her. The keyboard is right below her, so it's easier for her to hear the sounds instead of when she speaks with other individuals.
I see. So, well, I guess Beethoven did that as well, didn't he? At the end of his life, he was also deaf and he played. But you have hearing, and you had episodes where you had more serious loss of hearing, and then it improved again. Is that right?
16歳の時からこのお話をしていただけますか？
これ言えばいいですか？
はい。
My right hearing was lost by inflammation when I was 16.
Yes.
My mother gave me the money to see a doctor, but I had so anxious and I spent it on seeing movies instead. Oh. I regret it now that I didn't see
the doctor.
But I didn't get a good education from the films, an education to see the world. I'm curious to know what's happening in the world.
Yes. <You know? laughs> Well, now, where do you live? Where is your home base?
I'm not sure. maybe in Paris. I don't know.
Oh, you
Japan is very expensive, so
terrible.
Let me in writing in Paris.
Yes, Paris is expensive too, I believe.
But not this
not as much way. as Japan. Yeah. Yes. So you played the piano and you loved it and you worked at it and you made a success with it. When did you start to paint? Because you really are such a talented person and you really are painting as well, aren't you? Seriously.
絵はいつから始めましたか？
これ？これじゃないでしょ。
そうです。
え？
何歳から絵を描き始めましたか？
絵を？
はい。
I don't remember because my aunt, she was a painter, and my father was a very nice painter also. And he studied in Germany when I was born. Mm-hmm. And I painted very much in school, elementary school. And everyone say wondered because I could paint very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother said, you should never be painter because of money. So, and she wants, I will be piano teacher.
Well, and being a musician doesn't make much money either.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and my mother taught piano lessons for American officer's family. There were many American officer family in Tokyo. This time.
So now you have released many albums. Is that right? Very, very many albums, and they have been very successful. Yes.
今回あのアメリカ初めて CD リリースされますよね。ちょっとその CD に関してちょっとお話してくれますか。
なんだ CD。
Yes, yes. We're speaking with virtuoso pianist Fujiko Hemming.Who has thrilled and emotionally touched audiences worldwide with her unique style of playing and personal charm. She won Japan's prestigious Classical Album of the Year 4 times, and her sales of recordings are in the millions. Until now, they were only sold in Japan, but now they've been released on the Domo Records Fontana label and are available in the United States.Ms. Hemming will be performing in concert in Alice Tully Hall in New York this coming Friday, September 18th. Now, you are on tour, is that right, Fujiko?
Yes, yes, of course, yeah.
And you will be in Los Angeles and then in New York. And then where do you go?
I have concert before New York. I have concert in Germany, 3 concerts with orchestra. Then in Lithuania also.And I think I will fly from Berlin to New York, and I hate to fly. I am anxious very each time.
Yeah, well, you must have faith, you know. You are a person whose life is really, your destiny is written for you. I think you have been so successful under all terms, so you don't have to worry about anything. You'll probably be very fine. But, again, now, you have a very poetic interpretation of some of the works on the album that I received were just beautiful, that Claire and of course a favorite, that's an old favorite, and the Chopin, of course, and I loved the Scarlatti Sonata, the little Andante Sonata that you have on that album. On your other albums, when you choose your music, do you have a sense of what is the most, what is the closest to your heart?
When I was a child, my mother played Chopin each night, and I couldn't forget it. It was so beautiful. And my mother was not a good pianist, but for me, it was wonderful. And many people say also same. So I try best Chopin.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's wonderful delivery. You studied with Shora Tchaikovsky, I see.
Yeah.
Yes, he was your mentor. Yes.
And I'm prized by best compliments from Leonard Bernstein,
yes.
Maxim Bengerov, Misha Maisky, also on.
Yeah. Also. Yes, wonderful.
Well, about my play.
Your playing, yes. Do you have a favorite besides Chopin? I mean, what other composers do you feel?
I love very much Debussy, or French composer also.
The French Impressionist, Ravel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now we will be expecting to have all of your albums available as of this September. And
yes.
You will be then returning to Paris, I guess, after your tour.
Yeah.
Can you...
My my cats and dog wait for me.
Oh, yes. I'm so impressed. You are an animal lover and an activist, and so am I. And it's wonderful that you feel that deeply. It's so important. You have a cat and a dog. What are their names?
Dougie and small dog I bought in Los Angeles last year.
What kind? What kind is he?
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
Oh, Pomeranian. Pomeranian. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a little one. Yes.
My grandfather in Sweden. He was a veterinarian.
Oh,
veterinarian. So I am crazy about animals.
And who looks after them when you go on tour?
Some of my many poor student in Paris, they want money, so I let these people.
Well, you're a humanitarian as well. I know that I read about the fact that you donate money to various causes, UNICEF and of course the animal rights and the victims of 9/11 too. You care about the world.
I am very I'm Christian. My mother led me Christian school.
Yes.
Mission school. So I know we must do this. This is a very important thing for me. I was a very long time very poor. So this is my happiness if I can give money for poor children in Africa or same thing for animals or everywhere. I gave many money each year everywhere.
I wondered, have you ever wondered about your destiny? About how your destiny. Life, how your life has... has evolved.
これからの人生。
Yeah, I'm not my young, you know, so I'm very...
She says that she doesn't know she has that much time ahead of her, so she's always rushing to get things done.
Well, that's...
I must do everything in short time.
Yes. Well, that's always a good thing. And then we are surprised and we live a little bit longer and we realize how much we have accomplished, and you certainly have. And it's just a pleasure to speak with you. You are a wonderful artist with an inspiring story, and I hope that you have continued success. We look forward to your album releases here in the United States and your performance certainly in New York on the 18th in Alice Tully Hall. Is that the first time that you've played a recital in New York City?
No. I played two times in Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
First time before this terrorist affair.
Yes.
2 months before terrorist affair, and it was sold out. I was very happy.
Well, you are selling out all over the world, and we feel very happy that you finally come here and that we can appreciate your great artistry. And I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very
much. A pleasure.
It was my pleasure.
Yes, thank you.